Good morning. This is Eileen Epps Hamilton within the Word Ministries, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Morning Reflections, where we help you begin your day with God. Today, we're going to deviate from our study on spiritual maturity and spend some time to reflect on Advent. Advent is the period of waiting in which we look forward to the birth or recognition of the birth of the Christ child. So far, this Advent period, we have celebrated hope, peace. This Sunday, we celebrate joy. What I'd like to share for us today is a psalm for Advent. Our scripture comes from Psalm 97 and 1, and it reads, "The Lord reigns, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad." Advent has begun. It's a time for a personal reflection and spiritual awakening as we prepare to celebrate the birth of the Christ child. Choirs and orchestras are tailoring special musical programs to commemorate this glorious day when the Son of God condescended and entered into historical existence. It's a time for high praise and worship. Therefore, we offer the 97th Psalm to usher in this special session. The 97th Psalm belongs to a group of psalms that affirms that Yahweh's kingship and his rule is over the entire earth. It includes chapters 93 through 100. He both delivers and he judges. It is his great power and his love that he sends his son to be savior of the world. As 1 John 4:14 says, "And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his son to be the savior of the world." The opening verse begins with what every believer should understand as a foregone conclusion. The Lord reigns. The believer's gladness is not tied to a specific outcome, but it's a realization of the fact that God works all things for his glory and our good, as outlined in Romans 8:28. During acts of rebellion or disobedience, he makes all things good. When we are faithless, he still proves faithful. When our strength fails, he renews our strength, as Isaiah 40:31 says, "For they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They should mount up with wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They should walk and not faint." God's sovereignty extends from eternity through time, in that when we were dead in our trespasses, we became alive in Christ. God is able to keep us until Jesus returns on the second time. Now to him that is able to keep us from stumbling and to present us blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy. And the thing that I find so consoling and so helpful is to remember that there is absolutely nothing that can separate me from the love of Christ. As important as the fact of God's sovereignty are the effects of his returning reign on believers today. Because the word is relevant for today. You who love the Lord hate evil. He preserves the soul of his saints. He delivers them out of the hands of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteousness and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. That's Psalm 97, 10 through 12. Believers are to love the Lord and look forward to his glorious appearing. They are to deny ungodliness and worldly lust. We are, not they are, we are to live soberly and righteously and godly in this present age. We need not fear the day of the Lord when he appears a second time, because he has protected us from the wicked. Isaiah 54:17 says, "No weapon that is fashioned against us shall succeed, and you shall refute every tongue that rises against you in judgment." And it says, "This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication from me, declares the Lord." We will enjoy the benefits of the rule of God, light and gladness. Light signifies the blessed state of redemption and victory. This causes us to be thankful and give praise. The invitation to rejoice anticipates the Lord's coming with his blessings. We already experience many evidence of his kingship here on earth, but we still eagerly await the fullness of his kingdom. As we continue with our Advent preparation, remember to include joyful praise for the fact that God fully reigns over all things, people, places, and circumstances. We need not wait to begin our jubilant celebration. We can begin today. Create a praise psalm full of glory in celebration of Advent and in anticipation of God's glorious appearance. Create that psalm for yourself and use that as a declaration as you move through this holy season of Advent. And if you have not made the decision to choose Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I invite you to do it during this glorious Advent season. It's easy. All we have to do is to ask Jesus to forgive us for the sins we have committed. Acknowledge that he will be Lord and Savior of our lives, and begin to walk in the newness of life which is available through him. Go to our website, itwministries.org, and click on the invitation for details on how to begin this process. It's easy. God will in no way turn back anyone who comes to him and asks for his help to walk in faith. That's it for today. Please share this podcast with your friends and family. Enjoy Advent and know that the Lord reigns. We look forward to being with you next week on Morning Reflections. Be blessed. Bye-bye.